olo e whaafafonga ili SBS Samoan sa ili nisi mautala ili sbs.com.au/samoan.
The 2020 celebration of Lunar New Year, Saturday the 25th of January, marks the beginning of the year of the rat, the first animal in the 12-year cycle of the Chinese zodiac. So, is it a good year to consider a rat as a pet? Rats have had a bad press in the past. They have a reputation for spreading diseases like bubonic plague, leptospirosis, and salmonella. That's a challenge for even the best public relations expert. But there's another side to rats. Writer and rat breeder Marty Leimbach says there's a lot to be said for a rat as a pet. He says, quote, "They're very small pets, so you don't need a lot of space, but they're really smart, so they're actually as smart as dogs are. And you can train them, you can teach them, they're very affectionate, every single one of them is different. I mean, right now in this house, I have 27 rats. No, that's not true, I have 27 babies. And 9 adults. And every single one of them has a different personality. And I can actually predict their behavior. So to have an animal that's kind of smart, unique, playful, inquisitive, they're very cheerful, they're clean. It's a pretty fetching combination," end of quote. Queen Victoria is rumored to have introduced the idea of keeping rats as pets after her famous rat catcher, Jack Black, started to train them to do tricks. Celebrities, including Paris Hilton, John Cleese, and Angelina Jolie, have all kept the rodents as pets as well. January the 25th, the Lunar New Year, marks the beginning of the Year of the Rat. Feng Shui, master and Chinese astrologer, Feng Shui master and Chinese astrologer Fung Chik says the rat could have an impact on all our lives. She says, quote, 2020 is a rat year, and it's a specific kind of rat year. It's middle rat. The middle is one of the 5 elements in Chinese astrology. So there's metal rat, water rat, wood rat, fire rat, and earth rat. So the metal rat, the metal element, the qualities of the metal element are about sharpness, clarity, and doing the right thing, end of quote. She says the rat as a creature in the zodiac is very shrewd and a very good talker, so diplomacy will shift into a more peaceful stage. The metal is about thinking logically, and 2020 could be a year for love. The rat, she says, is what's called a romance creature in Chinese astrology. So when it's a year for a romance creature, there can be a time when love is in the air, lots of romance, but also the rat can bring about some sex scandals. Martin Leimbach says genetically, rats are pretty standard, but there are a number of physical variants which will appeal to different people. And pit rats have as little in common with their wild relatives as the average family dog does with his cousin, the wolf. The Australian Rat Fancier Society puts the price of adopting a de-sexed male rat at $60 Australian. RSPCA New South Wales says rats make excellent little pets and are very popular with children. However, they warn the rodents are small and delicate and can be injured or stressed if handled inappropriately. Meanwhile, according to Chinese astrology, someone born in the year of the rat tends to be reliable and live a stable life. They may hold some power and are able to turn unlucky events into good fortune. The story was prepared by and packaged by Alan Lee for SBS News.
Toi fia fa fonga ini si tala fa pea. Fa'afofoga i le Apple Podcast, le Google Podcast, Spotify, ma po'o fela vaema wailau podcast.